This is TWiT.
Peter, Sharon Center, Ohio. Hello, Peter. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Peter. Thank you.
Caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I've got an ancient question for you here. You know what a Walkman audio tape cassette is?
Oh, not only do I know it, I remember buying one at Macy's for $800.
Well, I think I didn't pay that much because I've got two of them that still work.
Wow.
My question is, that's what, 60, 70 years old possibly?
Oh, gosh. I bought mine, I think, in the 80s, so at least 40 years old, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've got a cassette. It's my favorite one. And when I put it into the Walkman, it'll play one note, and it stops.
Does it slow down? Does it go, or does it just stop?
No. I get one musical note, period. But I can't name that tune. One note.
Oh, you're really dating yourself and me by implication. Yeah, so first of all, really? Cassette? Really? You know what I would say?
Well, the millennials in my family laugh at me every day.
Yeah.
These things still work. I must have 100 of them. So if one went bad, that's only 1%.
But they're going to go bad. So they're going bad for two reasons. A couple of things are happening. First of all, the motor in that Walkman is probably worn out. Does it play other cassettes or just not that one?
Well, listen, I have other equipment. I mean, it's all old equipment that still plays. I mean, these Walkmans play other cassettes that I have. But
that's the diagnostic is, okay, it can't play that cassette, but it can play other cassettes.
Well, this particular one won't work on any machine that I have. I mean, I had it
yeah.
in cars.
So now we know it's the cassette that's gone bad, not the Walkman, not the player.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's jammed. So you've had cassettes long enough to know that they get screwed up. If you really, okay, first of all, get rid of those cassettes before they fall apart. There's going to be physical problems with them, but maybe even more importantly, after about 10 to 20 years, the metal oxide, you know how a cassette tape in general works. It's a plastic, usually a Mylar backing, onto which are magnetic material is glued, usually iron ferrite flakes are glued. That material gets charged, gets oriented by the head on the cassette player, and then on playback, gets red. The orientation gets red, and it makes music. It's a remarkable, actually an amazing story. And if you want to read about it, you know, read about the Ampex Corporation, where they created this. Brilliant. But it's well known that what happens over time is that the magnetic material will start to flake off the Mylar backing, making those cassettes unplayable. In fact, I know people, lots of people, because I work in radio, who have these old tapes, and they bake them. They bake them to harden the material, knowing that after you bake it, you can play it back once and only once, and then they'll digitize it. That's what I'm suggesting you do. If you like old-timey stuff, go to Crosley. They make a device that is a cassette player that will then digitize it, and you can copy it to a hard drive, put it on a wall. Sony even makes, if you want to stick with Sony, it's not called a Walkman. I think it's called a Soundman, but they make digital players. Of course, Apple makes them. All smartphones will handle it. And then it'll play forever, and you can make infinite copies, and those precious audio cassettes, the music will be saved. But those cassettes, they're going to die. It's time to fix them. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.